This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Smoke could be seen rising over the Khartoum skyline early Sunday as fighting continued in the Sudanese capital. Residents said sounds of fighting could still be heard in parts of the city despite the extension of a ceasefire between the country's top two generals. Hundreds have been killed in the fighting and thousands have fled the country. Pope Francis has plunged into both sides of Russia's war with Ukraine. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The Pope greeted some of the 2.5 million Ukrainian refugees who have fled across the border to Hungary during a public prayer service. And immediately afterwards, he met privately with an envoy of the Russian Orthodox Church that has strongly supported the war. Francis was towing a diplomatic tightrope, which is part of the Vatican's tradition of diplomatic neutrality. He's been in Budapest on a weekend visit to minister to Hungary's Catholic faithful. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday he was, quote-unquote, confident an agreement can be reached over his government's controversial judicial overhaul plan. Netanyahu said during a cabinet meeting in Jerusalem his administration was working to, quote, resolve this debate through negotiations. He was forced to delay the plan after it triggered unprecedented street protests and a spiraling domestic crisis. It remains a question whether an agreement can be reached in the coming weeks after a tumultuous period in which positions appear to have only hardened. The overhaul would give Netanyahu, who is on trial on corruption charges, and his allies the final say in appointing the nation's judges. This is VOA News. A huge fire erupted in Moscow-annexed Crimea after a suspected drone attack hit an oil depot as fighting intensified on the southern Ukrainian front and shelling deprived Russian border villages of power. The attacks on Saturday came one day after Kyiv said preparations for a long-awaited counteroffensive were nearly complete, having vowed to expel Russian forces from the territory they seized in the east and south following their 2022 invasion. On Friday, a Russian strike on a block of flats in the central Ukrainian city of Uman killed 23 people, including a baby. Electoral authorities in Paraguay were sending out polling and balloting kits across the country on Saturday before citizens vote in presidential election Sunday. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Guarded by the army, officials loaded trucks with boxes full of ballot papers, ballot boxes, plastic voting booths, voter registers, indelible ink, certificates, and more. On a visit to his campaign team's election monitoring headquarters, center-left coalition candidate Efrain Alegra said it was essential to guarantee controls at all polling stations to ensure clean and transparent elections. Alegra will face the candidate of the ruling Colorado Party, Santiago Peña. Paraguayans will also elect 45 senators, 80 deputies, and 17 governors on Sunday. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
U.S. regulators are trying to clinch a sale of First Republic Bank over the weekend. Roughly half a dozen banks bidding, sources said on Saturday, in what is likely to be the third major U.S. bank to fail in 2 months. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Citizens Financial Group, Inc. and J.P. Morgan Chase & Co. are among bidders vying for First Republic in an auction process being run by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corp., sources said. U.S. Bancorp was also among banks the FDIC had asked to submit a bid, according to Bloomberg. The FDIC process kicked off this week, three of these sources said. The bidders were asked to give non-binding offers by Friday and were studying First Republic's books over the weekend, one of the sources said.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos left Manila on Sunday for a visit to the United States as he seeks to bolster ties with Washington amid growing tensions with China and the disputed South China Sea. Marcos's visit comes as the United States has called on Beijing to stop, quote, provocative and unsafe conduct in the disputed waterway. I'm Joe Ramsey.